and good evening.
Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening. Welcome to another edition of the New Africa Business Association Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Bilal Masadiq Bynum, and our co-host, Abdul Abdiziz Shahid. Hopefully he will be with us shortly, but until then, I will hopefully be your host for tonight's show. Again, the New Africa Business Association of the Washington Metropolitan Area. Again, your host, Bilal Masadiq Bynum, and we have our topics tonight is going to be, it's open mic. So again, we're still with open mic, which means it's business introductions. So if you are a business owner and are a business owner, or if you are a have a business idea, or maybe you want to talk about joint business ventures such as joint business investments, tonight is a good time to bring up your topics. Again, it's open mic. Any business person, this is a very good time for you to introduce your business. Your business is, we're broadcast, as you know, locally here in the Washington metropolitan area, but we also have listeners sort of nationally now. We're celebrating our first anniversary as of May of this year. We will have been broadcasting for 1 year. So the New Africa Business Association welcome all of you who would like to participate in tonight's show. And again, it's a very good time for you to introduce your business and let us know who you are. We'll be right back with all of our participants after this station break.
My days have grown so lonely, for you I cry, for you kneel only, why haven't you seen it, I'm all for you by I spend my days in longing. You know it's you that I am longing. Oh, I tell you I mean it. I'm all for you. Can't believe it, it's hard to conceive it, that you throw away romance. Are you pretending? It looks like the ending, unless I can have one more chance to prove dear. My life a wreck you're making. You know I'm yours for just the taking. Oh, I tell you I mean it. I'm all for you, body and soul. Thank you.
Metropolitan area. I am going to, we have an open mic, but just before we go to the open mic, I just want you to inform you what the New Africa Business Association is and what we, what our objective is. We help two of them. The first one, of course, is to identify African-American businesses in our communities. When I say I represent the New Africa Business Association, I represent the New Africa Business Association of the Washington metropolitan area. There are many New Africa Business Associations that are doing exactly what we're doing right here in the Washington metropolitan area, and that is networking with each other so we can identify businesses in our area. One of the things that we recognize is that our ownership of businesses are so low until we're just being consumed by everyone else's business because they don't know who we are. We don't even know who and where we are. So to identify the market that we need to stimulate, and we'll get into that conversation of stimulating the market as we go along further tonight, but to identify that market so we can hopefully shop with our own entrepreneurs. So that's the that's why on some a broadcast such as tonight's broadcast, we is specifically to identify business owners. So again, I'll be going to the open mics here in just a few moments, and those of you who are business owners, we certainly ask you to identify your business, talk about your business for as long as we can allow, and but we do want to know you and get to network with each other so we can turn around that mighty powerful dollar a bill that we are consuming. The second objective is objective that we are trying to achieve, and that is to create new businesses, and we're trying to do this jointly. We know that we Well, again, one of our slogans, what created this organization, was a slogan of what one can't do, many can. Again, what one cannot do, many can. And working with that understanding and seeing what businesses now can we collectively own together by owning, by incorporating and owning LLCs, and knowing more about LLCs operations and how they operate. We'll be bringing on many experts, lawyers and CPAs and certified accountants and so forth and so on this station to keep the community informed on professional business services. But with that said, our number for those who would like to call in and participate with us, that number is, again, is 657-383-1372. Again, 657-383-1372. And with that said, I am going to go to the open mics, and any of you that are on, you'll be able to introduce yourself and talk about your business. Let me just open up some mics here. And everybody now is on the mic. Callers, if you have any suggestions or comments, this is a good time to make them. Caller, you're on the air. Okay, go right ahead, caller. Walaikum salam.
I think, was someone trying to go before me? I didn't, pardon me, I will yield.
No, go right,
I need
go right
to.
Matter of fact,
go right,
I don't
go
have
right
an orderly.
I didn't know you was about to start there. Go ahead.
No, brothers, I'm sorry. It is sort of my fault. I'm treating this more or less like we're all in this room together. I'm opening the mics up. That's the world.
Okay.
We can all more or less speak at the same time. If we have a problem with it, then, of course, I'll start monitoring it more better. But at this
okay.
time, I'm going to just keep the mics open, and we can interject and conject and do what we have to do. But treat this as a good business conversation. So the first caller and the first brother that speaks, and we'll just continue as we go. So it's not a real
okay.
orderly situation here. So
all right,
caller,
then, brother,
any comments?
You.
Or brothers, any comments? Go right ahead.
All right, well, thank you. This is Tariq Abdul-Mukmin from Biloxi, Mississippi. Brother, you and I met at the National Muslim Business Conference this year in Cary, North Carolina.
Brother, I'm so glad to hear from you guys. Very glad to hear from you guys. By all means,
yes,
go
sir.
Right ahead and really inform the folks on who you, because I've been talking about that show ever since we had, and how powerful it really is. How powerful we're becoming. Go right ahead, if you would.
Okay.
Brother.
Well, again, I'm Tariq Abdul-Mukmin from Biloxi, Mississippi, and I'm a native of Mississippi. I'm connected with a group that has brokered a deal to get any and every merchandise you can think of from the manufacturers in China. The only thing that we are unable to get is cell phones, laptops, and car tires. Anything else, we have access to it from all of the manufacturers in China. The parent company is Commonwealth Partners, or CWP10. It's Commonwealth Partners. If you have any information or need more information, my number is 228-209-2877. I repeat, 228-209-2877. And we also have, once you get you a distributorship or membership with Commonwealth Partners, we also have in place a financial institution that will give you 30 to 60 days or maybe even 90 days line of credit to buy your merchandise. What that means, once you choose whatever merchandise you want, that merchandise will be delivered to you, and you will have 30 days to pay for it, or 60 days to pay for it, which, yes, you pay for the use, you charge for the use of their money. Now, the only thing that is required is that you have a distributorship with Commonwealth Partners. You don't have to do a cash flow statement, a business plan. You don't have to give your Social Security number to this financial institution. It's just that you would need to have a distributorship with Commonwealth Partners. And that distributorship costs $415. Now, if you look, a lot of these companies out there now, Fabletics, Genevieve's, at Stitch Fix, they are membership companies, meaning you pay a monthly fee. With Commonwealth Partners, we ask for the monies up front. So I'm going to end right there. If someone has some questions now or later on, however the brother wants to do it. So I will end right there. Thank you, brother.
All right. Again, the mic's open. Anyone who wishes to comment or any comments, and brother, I would ask you to stay on with us, because I find that as we go on in the show, some of our callers come in sometimes just a little later. So you may find yourself repeating what you just said to some of our later callers. But those of you
if you were permitted, the time zone that I'm in, I got about maybe 10 minutes before selecting my grip. So in about 10 minutes, I'm going to get off the phone, then I will come back on. Okay?
Okay. Inshallah, because, of course, here we've already done what you need to do. So by all means, I look forward to it. But before you leave in that 10 minutes, like I said, I met this brother when I was down. And first of all, before I start making it, is there anyone who needs to ask this brother anything before I start making too many comments? Okay, well, in that case, I think maybe we'll wait for you to come back after prayer, because brothers and sisters, I don't know if you really understand. This brother is saying that he can put you in business, and you don't have to worry about my credit approver. In other words, you even got some folks out here with some pretty tough situations where their credit may not get approved. These brothers are trying to do everything they can to put African Americans in business, and they have the distributorships because they have a national and international connections. So, brother, I look forward to your coming back and continuing your conversation with us. And again, before you leave, though, do leave your name and email, and how those who are listening can get in touch with you.
Okay, I'm gonna do that now, because I got about five more minutes before I have to get off the call. But again, my name is Tariq Abdul Mukmin. My phone number is 228-209-2877. The email address is Adams Enterprises LLC 7 at Gmail. Again, that's Adams Enterprises LLC 7 at gmail.com.
Okay. So we ask that you, anyone who have any questions for Brother Mukmin, I ask that you go ahead and ask it now. He's going to a break for a while, but he'll be back with us. But Brother Mukmin, I look forward to your continuing to come on, because what you brothers are doing, this is exactly we can talk about businesses and create new businesses. But these are the brothers that can, talking is one thing, but when you can actually put a person into business, that's much more proactive than and that's what these brothers can do. They can anyone and there are many products that I know, and brother, because I remember there are several distributors that came out of that organization that I know we need to strongly promote, such as what you're doing. And I remember the sister who was doing, I think, the hair products and what have you. But I want, but we need to promote the many powerful, I'm talking about distributors, guys, folks who are powerful enough to have distributorships as to where they can actually wholesale these products to you at a wholesale price. So again, brother, we look forward to your coming back and talking to us. We'll be here until 8 o'clock this evening. So
okay.
With that said, the mics are open. The number for anyone who wishes to call and tell us more about your business or any comments you wish to make about business or any comments you wish to make about things in general. The number to call in, of course, is 657-383-1372. Again, I am your host, Bilal Masadiq Bynum. We're going to take a sponsor break, and we'll be right back.
Bynum & Associates Financial Planning and Insurance. Immediate annuities. Retirees, roll over your 401ks, TSPs, and pension plans into an immediate annuity. It will pay you a monthly income for life guaranteed. Please contact me for a free income quote today. At Bynum & Associates, we'll professionally mind your business. Visit us online at www.BynumAssociatesInsurance.com or give us a call at 202-288-5660 or 301-234-9090. Natural skincare by Karima with Shea Butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all-natural moisturizing creams for the face and body without preservatives. Also, check out our hair products. Order online and get them delivered to your home. Check out our new online shop at www.etsy.com. Search for Natural Skincare by KHB. For more information, visit us online at www.naturalskincarebykarima.com or email us at naturalskincarebykarima@gmail.com. Give us a call at 301-534-4475 or fax us at 240-318-3537. Try out our newest product, our Peppermint Foot Rub, for a luxurious feeling your feet won't forget.
Okay, welcome back to tonight's show. Again, the call-in number for those of you who wish to participate. It's a very good time for you to call in, tell us all about your business. So we'll know who you are, and hopefully we'll be able to shop with your business and stimulate businesses in our community. Callers, you're on the air. If there's any businesses, any comments anyone wish to make, now's a good time to make them. The mics is open. Caller?
Okay, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. My name is Austin Nichols. We're here in Oklahoma City. I'm calling representing our very own Black Wall Street, one of the businesses here.
Oh, yes, indeed. How your brothers doing out there? Yeah, the Black Wall Street out there in Oklahoma. You're glad to hear from you.
Yeah, absolutely. I was calling on behalf of Joyce Williams with the Toy Factory.
They yes, sir.
The Kenneth Rocks and the oils, the toys, the gifts, the novelties, and more. And that phone number is 405-513-274. If you wanted to get involved in any of that. And I'm actually calling on behalf of what's called Dreamcatcher Media, and we do websites. So I'm actually going to be doing a website for them that's going to be up soon, and you can actually call and get a website done for your business. So you'd be talking to Brother Tariq about starting your business, and you could call us to get a website for your business done. So that's 405-822-5221 on that. And then once again, Joyce Williams with the Toy Factory here at the Black Wall Street, 405-551-3274.
Okay, and again, your name again, brother, was what now?
My name is Austin Nichols.
Okay, Brother Nichols. Again, it's always a pleasure to hear from you guys out there.
Absolutely.
And I've heard some. Now, I'm looking forward to the because I'm thinking, I know you guys have a, like an online shopping program going on out there, just like hopefully we have, but an online shopping program where you can have images of all the businesses and what these folks are doing. Will we have will the New Africa Business Association? Will you guys be able to send us whatever we can to get you out there to advertise what you're doing? We would certainly welcome you to send it to the New Africa Business Association. And just let me know, tell everybody, if you wish to send us anything. For instance, you just heard a couple of commercials that was done during our break. So we do do advertisements here on the radio, but
absolutely.
In addition to the advertisements, is something that goes on constantly whenever we're, in other words, you are the ones who sponsor us, the ones who advertise. But at the same time, we know the need for getting business information out and into the community and finding out who our business owners are. So we are doing this at no cost whatsoever to you. I've been in business for 40 years, and I never had any airways that said I could advertise my business and give the name of my business, and they didn't want something
right,
in return
right.
towards monies.
Right.
So we're not asking for. We're taking the expense. We're taking the expense on this. Until you are able to be our sponsors, we're going to produce you. So that's what the New Africa Business Association, we know that if our business associations, our business owners will be supported, our community wants to
absolutely.
Support our business. So the trouble is they just don't know who you guys are. And I am saying the New Africa Business Association, the only way we can expose you is that you come and expose yourself. We can't speak for you. We don't want to speak for you, but we can make it available as to where you can come in and speak for yourself. And like I said, every Wednesday from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock, all over the Washington. We are here in the Washington metropolitan area, but our concerns when it comes to business is all over the United States. And I would also encourage all of my Muslims, brothers and sisters, to pass this on to you Christian brothers, African-American Christian brothers. Because, again, one thing that we as Muslims, especially as business owners and a business association, of course, the New Africa Business Association is a subsidiary of the National Muslims Business Council. So we are organized locally, and like I said, we have these local organizations such as mine all over the country, but we all come together with the national association. So we can identify with local affiliations, and we can identify as a national association. And so we are organized locally and nationally. We can organize and come together and nothing flat. And this is what we want to offer to our Christian brothers and sisters is a business avenue as to where we can offer the organization, because let's face it, our Christian brothers and sisters is where the power is at in our communities. And that power we're talking about is consumer spending. And at the present time, that picture looks like that picture last year, FYI, last year, was $1.2 trillion. So with a large consumer spending amount of monies like that, if that was rotated back into this in our communities, my goodness, I can't see nothing but, well, we know the power of the dollar. Well, what can I say? And our dollar is mighty, mighty, mighty powerful. And we need to bring that power back into our communities. So, yes, by all means, if you're a business owner, again, you're encouraged to call in, talk about your business. Let us know who you are. You can call us by calling 657-383-1372, or you can go on the internet, and that would be blogtalkradio.com/NABASSC/URL. I will repeat that. Internet would be blogtalkradio.com/NABASSC/URL, and you'll be able to send us anything that you need for us to advertise your business. We are, like the young man is saying, and I like to speak to him further, and I know there are several businesses that would like to speak to him about the internets and the websites. And so we have specialists, as we see. And so this is the type of information that just by coming on the radio, and tonight I just found, again, a brother that we know we're going to be calling as soon as we, and we're going to be talking to you, young man, about the website building, because it's something that we are looking forward to updating ourselves. So, again, the network marketing and business discussions, that's what this radio show is all about. Again, I am your host, Bilal Masadiq Bynum. Callers, if you have any comments, now is a good time for you to make your comments. You're on the air. Hello, callers. Okay, I guess, hello, callers. Okay, well, I guess I am still the only one that wished to make any comments this time. I see we do have several callers on the air. Anytime that you wish to come in and share in on some of your comments or any good business ideas, I certainly would welcome that. We're going to take a small break, and we'll be right back. Thank you. And welcome back to the New Africa Business Association Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Bilal Masadiq Bynum, and our mics are, we have open mics to all business owners to talk about any business concerns that you would like to talk about. I guess this is a good time to remind most business owners that this is, what, the 18th? And taxes are due. So so those of you with the extensions and whatever you so and so like that, I think our the deadline on that is the 18th. Just a little business note that I thought I would throw out there. So type of information that business and business professionals can share with the community. Of course, as many of you know, that I am more or less a retired. Fine, I said more or less a retired. Fine, I am a retired financial planner. I said retired, but I still maintain my license and I still service my clients when they need my services. They, I just don't pursue the markets and try to open new markets of mine, and that's why I guess I have a passion for creating new businesses, because as a business owner for over 40 years, I know the importance of being an independent person, when I say independent person, no one to tell you that you know you're fired. No one, you have to, the only way you can fire is you have to fire yourself. No one to tell you how much money you can make, what goals you can set, what are your limits, and that just doesn't exist when you are have the fortunes of being a business owner. And an author and a successful an entrepreneur, and I say successful entrepreneur. So anytime you can be an entrepreneur and be able to take care of your family and your employees and many many situations, then you are an example of what the type of success that the community needs, because it is the entrepreneurs that advance the communities. So the power of being a business owner, I guess that's why I continue this radio station. And like I said, I am one of the few board members that we actually finance the station ourselves, because we know the importance of being a business owner. So our mics are still open for for those of you who are listening and you like to let us know about your business, where your business is located, and how we as a community, our membership organization, how we can do business and know where your business is located. You just heard one of our sponsors' commercials. We also have expert writers, what the stylish writers. Our stylish writers can put your commercials in a very professional manner. For those of you who would like to have a commercial made, and it's a commercial where you can have our audience to listen to, but it's a commercial that that would be your commercial, and you can also dispense it to other networks for advertisements, but it is a very good way for you to have a professional stylish writer to put together a commercial for you. So that's something else that you can have and be have an honor and have entertained through our Blog Talk Radio station is that we do they do have professionals who can make put together a very professional commercial for you. And of course, like I said, you can we will be advertising that commercial, but it's commercial that you can take and use commercially wherever you would like. Our objective is that you can have such a professional service done at a reasonable cost. So call the New Africa Business Association. You can contact the New Africa Business Association. That number would be 202-288-5660. 202-288-5660. And then, of course, our email would be nabassc@gmail.com. nabassc@gmail.com. Send us an image of yourself, your business, and we would be more than happy to put you on our website. And the website, of course, would be our shopping center. And that shopping center is where your business would be listed, and they would be able to go to our shopping center and buy directly from you. Your information would be there for display. So we are accepting images that you can send us on your business, and we would definitely put it on our shopping center and have it for display for all to see who go on our website. And that would be, again, if you'd like to send that image to us, that would be sent to the nabassc@gmail.com. Or you can call 202-288-5660. And again, my name is Bilal Masadiq. If I'm not here, there would be someone else that would be more than happy to help you with any matters that you might have. I guess I would leave some informative information with you. I don't have all the specifics yet, but I do. I have heard that the time to be grateful, and of course that's the Muslim Journal. I think that's going to be right here in the Washington metropolitan area this year. So I'm looking forward to information to be sent to me from that organization, so we can start getting as much of that information in circulation as we possibly can. That would be the time to be grateful. I look forward to one of the subjects and conversations I'm really looking forward to, and that is the Muslim Journal and the marketing representatives for the Muslim Journal. That is a newspaper that is successful, but as far as I am concerned, it should be one of the most successful newspapers in the African-American community. It's the oldest circulating newspaper that I know of. I could be wrong. I'm not a historian, so anybody can call and correct me. But as far as I know, the Muslim Journal, that goes back to the time the Honorable Elijah Muhammad started that particular paper. It wasn't called the Muslim Journal then, but its origin goes back to the it's not hidden right now, but it's an old newspaper. And I can say, and saying that to say, it's a newspaper that all African Americans should be supporting. And one of the reasons I think why the Muslim Journal is not really being supported in the magnitude that it should be, African Americans just don't know about that newspaper. And the reasons they don't know about it, it just hasn't been exposed to them. So we need to do much, much, much more. And I am trying to work as much as I can on the Muslim Journal, because again, if it was up to me as an entrepreneur, I would say, and I know for a fact, our business community should be supporting that newspaper. I can't tell you how much we should be supporting the Muslim Journal, because it offers us a local and international and local markets, and a national markets and international markets. So again, I think once we, as business owners, start using that newspaper effectively, you're going to see where it could stimulate your business. And because one of the reasons it could stimulate your business, I am totally convinced if we as our business owners supported the Muslim Journal to where the value that I know that Muslim Journal is to us, then the newspaper probably, in my opinion, should be a newspaper that should really be given to our community for free. But again, the reasons that, of course, I know the Muslim Journal cannot entertain giving the paper out for free is that of the cost. And I'm saying as business owners, it is it's the value of that paper with the history of the paper and the circulation. And I'm not talking about the number of papers that's being sold. The circulation of the market is huge. We just have to stimulate that newspapers and the activities by getting it into more African American homes and businesses. And this is where it's worth it. And I would love to have a discussion on the radio as we travel around to different areas. Like I said, I know the time to be grateful. It's coming here to Washington, D.C. this year. I am looking forward to hearing the workshops that they'll probably have on the Muslim Journal. But at the same time, I know that the National Muslim Business Council certainly supports that organization and that newspaper wholeheartedly. So, and I want you to know that here in Washington, D.C., and again, it's my opinion, but I can see as a business owner, I can see the value. I try to say I know the value, but I don't know the value, but I can see the value. The potential of how valuable that newspaper can be, because again, if we got that newspaper into the community, look at the information that paper is sharing is about the African Americans' everyday life, and you're talking about the good life. You're not talking about all the violence and all the stuff that makes the ratings. These newspapers and news articles, they're selling articles is nothing but violence. Our Muslim Journal talks about nothing but our life, the African American community, and it's a wonderful newspaper to read. We know it's a wonderful newspaper to read. So again, getting that newspaper out in our communities, to me, is a very, very top priority. That's my message on the Muslim Journal. And again, I look forward to everyone sharing their own. I didn't want to take too much time. I'm sorry. No, I'm not going to say that. I did want. I'm glad I took this time to talk about the Muslim Journal. And I am going to be talking about much more time as far as support Net Muslim Journal. And I started because so many values come to mind as to why. But one of the biggest reasons is why it's just one of the oldest newspapers out there, and it goes back to times of deep segregation, and it has existed through all of those times. But it has dignified our community. We know it as Muslims, but I'm saying this information needs to be shared to our African-American Christians. So that Muslim Journal needs to go on the outside of our community. And we, as Muslims who realize the value of our newspaper and look forward to how it has helped our growth, we need to get it into our communities. And so again, support the Muslim Journal, especially business owners. Advertise in the Muslim Journal. It would be very valuable. I know I read the Muslim Journal, and one of the biggest disappointments I get from the Muslim Journal is I don't see business advertisements. I might see some maybe out of Chicago, but remember, the Muslim Journal is circulated nationally. It goes into every town, every place in the United States as far as African Americans are concerned. What is a better place to get your business circulated than and that's on a weekly basis? And so again, call out there, call that Muslim Journal, tell them you, the blogger, Blau Bynum told you to call. And you want to subscribe, you want to subscribe for your business, or you want to subscribe for someone outside of your family or your community, especially some of your Christian brothers and sisters. And but like I said, it's the business folks who need to stimulate that that business. And of course, Brother Aziz, welcome to the show. I know you coming in just a little late, but you know it's always welcome to have you. We have brother Mookman. Brother Mookman, are you still with us?
Yes, sir. I'm back.
Oh, brother, you know Brother Mookman, Brother Isaac. Brother Mookman is the brother that has the market as to where brothers can get into business, and you know where they send in their information, and then they can get the products to them. And
right.
This is the brother that this is Brother Aziz. You remember he was with me down at North Carolina. He's my partner here. He's been really promoting you and what you've been doing ever since he was there, a little bit more than I have. Brother Aziz,
Brother Mookman.
Thank you. Wa alaikum assalam. I definitely appreciate that. And you know, brother, if I might take, if no one else has anything to say, and I'm gonna mention one product, and I hope we don't get into a difference of opinion on this. I must put that out front first. But I have to mention this because you know we have also have access to, I would say the number one product. Our African American sisters, and I'm saying African American sister, be they Christian or Muslim. Okay, don't have no faith. All right, they spent $500 billion on that hair last year. $500 billion, and statistics shows it's going to increase in the upcoming years. Well, we got access to it straight from the supplier, and it's top grade 8A. So I just wanted to put that out there too.
Brother Mookman, we got about a minute or so left before this show, but what you're getting into now is extremely interesting to us. We're going to ask you to come back next week
and we're going to advertise the show. We're going to advertise the show for you. You're going to be our special guest. What you have to present is too important for us to deal with here in a minute or two. So as you see, we're getting ready to go off the air. They're getting ready to take us off here in 90 seconds. But I would I'm going to ask you to send me an image of anything that we can put out as far as advertising you're coming on. So if you could send an email to the New Africa Business Association, let me give you that email. I don't know if you heard me when I gave it to you a few months ago.
Is that the same one you is that the what you emailed? I mean,
the same one you're receiving.
You also send an email. Yeah.
Okay.
For the show.
Email. Send back to me and send me in whatever advertisement. Send it to me as soon as possible because we want to have you back on next Wednesday.
All right, my friend, and if I have a conflict in schedule, I will let you know ahead of time, okay?
And, of course, and we'll schedule you according to your schedule then.
Okay, then. Okay,
look
well,
forward
Tennessee,
to it,
let's
brother.
Say the, let's say,
anybody,
let's say the time that the show starts, okay?
Mississippi, we look forward to communicating and networking with you.
Absolutely.
All right, then, my brothers and my friends. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. All right, Brother Aziz, I think that's going to conclude us another show.
Brother, you did a great job there, Brother Bilal.
All right, so are you.
People get ready, there's a train a coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the dealer's honking. Don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. The train to Jordan, picking up passengers coast to coast. Faith is the key, open the doors and board them. There's hope for all among the lost and most.
Filipinos running it up the street, but to have a place
that they know we all on advertising, these preachers, these whoever, and then tell them, if you don't come see us, it's just because you don't want to, number one, get a product that's less expensive than what you've been paying for it, and secondly, it's got to be self-hatred.